Before you consume this podcast, it's probably a good idea to set the table properly so that you can enjoy this food for thought. Today, we'll be talking about Flow Shape, which is a Binefort version of Game Shape and Flow State. Game Shape implies that a player is physically able to keep up with the speed of NHL hockey. Many players, for example, after injury or missing games for whatever reason, are a step behind the NHL speed because it's near impossible to mimic game speed in practices where hits are fewer, battles are less aggressive, and the desire to get the puck first is fleeting until the drill is over. A flow state is a fantastical state of being where you experience an almost out-of-body experience while performing at your very best with no lag time. No thinking about what you're doing or contemplating the ramifications of what you do. You simply do what you've been practicing for your entire life and it all just flows out of you. And for all you geeks out there, here's a slightly more scientific version for your listening pleasure. In positive psychology, flow, also known as the zone, is a mental state of operation in which a person performing an activity is fully immersed in a feeling of energized focus or full involvement and enjoyment in the process of the activity. In essence, flow is characterized by complete absorption of what one does. We'll include a link in the show notes for you to Mihaela Csikszentmihalyi, which is really hard to say, but he is the grand poobah of flow research. We'll definitely include a TED talk or two of his so you can check out his work. Okay, preamble over. So now that you know what flow shape is, let's talk about what it can mean to a team, a sports team, a hockey team, in particular the Colorado Avalanche. So let's say that you're a hockey team that just got a brand new coach who has a new system that isn't much like the old system that you know and have practiced for so long. It's fair to say that you might have to take the time, even in a game, to think about the next thing that you should be doing. It could be a defensive responsibility, or it could be where you're supposed to be when you don't have the puck, or who to cover on an odd man rush, or, and most interestingly, when it comes to the Avs, who to take on the defensive zone switch. Note that we cover the switch versus the cycle as discussed by Daryl Belfry in a recent 5 for Friday that is searchable at coloradohockey.com. In short, it looks like this. Instead of cycling the puck back into the corner for your teammates to battle for and waiting for the player to get out of position so that you can make a play for the net, the switch usually involves a player coming out of the corner and going to the boundaries of a player's zone responsibilities. It could be coming out of the corner up towards the winger covering the point and then breaking for the middle of the ice where the winger and the D-man both have to make the decision to release you in a switch or stay with you and hope that the rest of the team covers or switches their coverage to cover your decision. Now while this may sound simple, at game speed you have no time to think it over. You need to know what you're going to do at the myelin level of your brain. It has to be hardwired and coded so that the natural pathways never stray. It has to be a flow state. You have to be in flow shape. See what I did there? I'd argue that the Avs are not in flow shape yet, and that's not really a huge knock on them. Sure, they're in the pros and the NHL, and they should be able to pick it up after 30 games, but it's not as easy as it sounds either. First, you're playing against the best in the world every single night, the best of the best of the best. Olympic teams pick their top players from NHL teams. These are the elite of the elite, and they can use any hesitation you have against you. Furthermore, they know all of your mistakes in the last 30 games. It's like the internet. Once you've done it, it exists forever, and everyone can see it whenever they want to see it. They've been studying you and looking for bugs in your system. They're also good enough to expose those bugs in your system, and they've been doing it at will against the Avs. Second, habits are not easily formed to the standard of flow shape, at least not in 30 games or even a half of a year, especially not with the pressure of being a pro player on a team that's last in the league. What we've said so far should at least partially answer the question to why do we have so many talented players who are not playing good hockey? One of the questions that we've been asking ourselves is, if the Avs continue along the path they're on with the same systems that they have, will they be a better team in a month from now, 2 months from now, next year? If our hypothesis is right that they're not in flow shape yet, that would be the case. And if the Avs new system is sound, and if the Avs players are capable, not too old or lacking in any skill in any said system, it will start to become second nature and confidence will be gained as the thinking stops and the flowing starts. Before you know it, the system will be strong enough to overcome the individual shortcomings here and there. We'll get more scoring chances than we give up, and hockey gods willing, if we have the players capable of cashing in on the chances we get, we should be a scoring machine under Bednar's new system one day, if he's still around by then. Now I know that was a lot of ifs, but I feel pretty confident that the youth movement about to happen, the one that AJ Haefeli of BSN Avalanche speaks about happening in the month of January, if that happens, the players will be much more teachable as they'll have less to unlearn, and they'll be quicker, stronger, and more resilient, enough so to win the battles that win games. That will help them get into flow state over time. So will it happen this year? Maybe. But let's be honest, we'd have to play as good as the number one team in the league right now for the rest of the year to make the playoffs this year. We're rebuilding, folks. It's probably a good idea to get used to that. Just know that the future looks bright for a team that is getting into flow shape slowly but surely. And to address some of the many concerns and opinions on Twitter, especially the ones that keep finding my ears, no, I really don't think that we should blow up the core or trade them all or try to lose players in the expansion draft. That seems silly to me. We should be patient and let the processes process and the cycle cycle and give this a fair chance. Look, there are no guarantees, but there's reason to believe this is going to get better. Plus, there's always hope and there's always whiskey. Use both responsibly. If you like this podcast, be sure to tell your friends about it and then go to coloradohockey.com and look for the button that says get it on iTunes, or go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey and click on the button that says subscribe. Either way, you can have this delivered directly to you in your pocket, ready to put in your ears whenever you want to listen to it. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com, the coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else. They're only available at AvsFam.com. Last but not least, be cool to each other, stay safe, have a happy new year, and stay awesome.